It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
It's always a good Monday when I can step out into the next room. That's the new name of my studio, which I love because it gives it a little solid feeling. It's the next room in the next room, and we're talking about the next room. How about that? Anyway, it's a good day, and my beautiful little puppy is all curled up down by my feet. We took a nice smell of the neighborhood, and the sun is shining in Southern California. It's just beautiful here. I love this time of year. I've got little tomato buds on my tomato plant in the backyard, and my citrus looks like it's going to be a good year for that as well. So thank you for joining us. A great guest today. I'm really excited to speak to Michelle. Michelle Prohaska. Is it Prohaska, Michelle?
Very good. Yes. A lot of people say Prohaska, and it's ha ha ha. Like, that's very funny. So yes.
Gotcha. Prohaska. Michelle Prohaska is my guest, and Michelle just released her brand new book, and it's called Holy Bleep. That was not a coincidence. She just had a book launch party on April 26th. The book is out now, and this is so exciting because of it's like this serendipity that happened. My friend Pam Bakla, who I've known for years and years, she used to listen to me on Kixie 95 here in San Diego. She sent me a message, I don't know, months ago, and said, Jane, you have to meet this woman, Michelle. Michelle is writing a book. She has a very similar story because Pam knows I'm writing a book that has to do with my mom and the next room. And so she introduced me to Michelle. Michelle and I went back and forth, and holy bleep, here she is today. Welcome to the next room, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Jane. I am so excited to be talking with you. And yes, that was a serendipity kind of thing with Pam connecting us. And I just sent her a little message saying, I'm very thankful for you. So yeah, it's not a coincidence that she matched us up here.
Yeah. You know, I don't believe in coincidence anyway. So I don't believe that. I think that we're all aligned and things are supposed to happen the way they happen. So the magic of everyday life. So, Michelle, you're an author, you're a coach, you're a public speaker, and here you are with your book. So, holy bleep, that was not a coincidence. What happened in 2008 that kind of shifted your life view?
Well, this all started with one of the worst things in my life to ever happen that has turned into one of the most amazing things to ever happen in my life. And it was the unexpected death of my dad. Mm. And it on Father's Day, of all days, in 2008, he had a brain aneurysm. Oh. And anybody that knows my dad would understand when I say he would think that was funny. Like if there is such a thing that we get to pick, like how we exit, he would totally say, yes, I picked Father's Day because he would think that's funny.
Oh my gosh.
So he was kind of the life of the party kind of guy. And he was a part, he and my mom were part of our everyday lives. My husband and I, and at the time, young girls had daughters had moved back to the area to be close to them. And they were friends with my friends and all that stuff. So they were very, and we did stuff with them together all the time. And so they were very much part of our everyday lives. Well, then all of a sudden he has this brain aneurysm and I'm like, oh my gosh, things will never be the same. Things will never be the same. Like that phrase just kept going through my head. And we were up at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota for 4 days until he finally passed. And there were just some things that happened during that time. And I was just like, wow, you've got to be kidding me. Like one of them, the morning that he had passed. So it was in the middle of the night. So I was in bed. I actually finally was able to sleep. It was such a weird thing that I finally was able to sleep when I hadn't really been able to sleep that whole week that we'd been up there. And so I got up in the morning to shower because we were going to be going home that day. And I get out of the shower And I look at the mirror on the back of the door. We're in a hotel, so in the back of the door, and it's all covered in steam. And there was writing in the mirror, and it said, "Hi!" exclamation point, "Dad." And it said, "I love you," with an exclamation point and a smiley face on either side. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
I have goosebumps.
That was the fourth morning that I had showered in that bathroom, you know, and I'm just now seeing this. And I'm not saying like it just magically appeared and, you know, like in the movie Ghost, you know, when they're writing in the steam, it's like, it wasn't, you know, I'm not saying that that happened, but you know how many hotel rooms are around Mayo Clinic? And I got the one that had this writing in the mirror. And I was just like, I think I'm going crazy. Like, am I really seeing this? So without diverting my eyes, I open the door crack and beckon my husband to come in and take a look, you know, because
sure.
I had to make sure I wasn't crazy.
You needed validation.
Right. So he walks in and either he was crazy too, or no, it really was there. Like, he saw it. And I'm just like, okay, that's not a coincidence. And then if we fast forward then to the funeral, the day of the funeral, my sister-in-law, it was a really neat funeral. It packed so many people. My dad was a very loved man. And my sister-in-law arranged at the end, we wanted to go out kind of on a more of a light note. So we had the song, "The Lord at the Dance." And because my dad liked to dance and all that. So my sister-in-law had the three grandkids up at the front of the church dancing in a circle while we all sang that song. Or I shouldn't say we, I couldn't sing, I was sobbing. So anyway, we drive then to the cemetery for the burial, and I'm sitting there in the chair and I'm just staring forward, like spacing out. I'm listening to the pastor say some really awesome poem that I wish I could remember. But then all of a sudden, right exactly where I was staring, a little yellow butterfly came and landed on the side of the vault. And I was just like it floored me. Like my heart, like, I don't know if it stopped beating or started beating really fast or probably both. And I was just like that butterfly was there for me. I felt like mm-hmm. there was nobody could convince me otherwise. I don't care what you say. And so it's almost like it was looking right at me. And then I kid you not, this butterfly started picking up all of its legs and moving forward and back like it was dancing. And I was just, oh my God. Yeah. Like, wow. I could not take my eyes away. So ever since then, butterflies has become one of my signs, I say God incident signs. And it's all like in the timing of when these things show up, you know, it can be like whatever, like it's usually connected with a thought that I was thinking. And right then something will happen, or a feeling that I'm feeling. And it's crazy. And it's so awesome. And I started tapping into that and recognizing things like that more and more and more. And I've had some crazy, crazy things happen that, and some of them hilarious, like I'm like laughing till I cry, kind of hilarious.
Yeah. But do you feel that they're, you know, you keep saying that they're crazy. I don't feel that signs are crazy. I think that they're quite lovely and natural. And I think if you're open to receiving them, you will see them and receive them even more so.
Oh, I totally agree with that. And by crazy, I think I just mean like jaw drop on the floor kind of stuff.
Okay.
Like total awe, you know, like awesome with a capital AWE, like total awe. That's what I mean by crazy, because before that, I wasn't necessarily like, I don't know what I thought of coincidences. Like, okay, sometimes things just happen. But now, no, I don't believe that at all, because of the awe that I have felt when these things happen. Like, there's no way that was just a coincidence. There was definitely a higher power. And I say in the book, I don't care what you call the higher power. You know, I kind of mix it up between God and the universe. I grew up going to church, but I believe this message is for everybody. So if you're more comfortable calling this higher power, you know, something else, I'm totally fine with that. I just want people to believe bigger, you know, so wherever it is, if you've already believed in a higher power or not, wherever your belief stands, I just want people to believe bigger. And that kind of just, once you do that and you realize that you're connected with this power, it does amazing things for your confidence level. Like, I am not doing this thing called life alone. I have been guided, and the way things like show up, like we talked about Pam connecting us, like that just happens. Like, I totally believe that's a God thing there, mm-hmm. you know? So once we build, you know, believe that we are connected to this higher power, we can believe bigger about ourselves too. Mm. And then, you know, and then we're just, that just makes for a happier, more enjoyable life.
Yeah.
So I think the more of us that can believe bigger in the higher power, God, and believe in ourselves bigger, it's going to be a happier world.
There you go. I like that.
Right. Yeah.
Michelle Prochazka is my guest today. She's an author and a coach and a professional speaker. Her website is michelleprochazka.com. And she just released her new book. It's called Holy Bleep, That Was Not Underlined Coincidence. That was not a coincidence. Okay, so I want to go back to the butterfly just for a quick second because I have a funny story. So my dad was a bull of a man, 6'3", 230 pounds, just a big, sturdy, strong, strapping dad. And he lived a great life. He lived up until he was 91. He lived until he didn't, right? So prior to that, Dad and I would always share these little stories, and he loved to talk about what was next, and big, big fan of afterlife and big thought and God and, you know, whatever. He was really, really open to all that is. So we were chatting one day over the phone. He was in Michigan. I'm here. And I said, hey, you know, when the time comes, hopefully a long time from now, and you cross over, we're going to have a sign. And he jokingly said, I think I'll be a butterfly. I'll send you a butterfly. And we both burst out laughing because here's this big, huge, strapping lad, right? And he's sending the most delicate of all creatures that float and that are just so magical because, you know, they're a caterpillar and then they're in a cocoon and then they break free and they don't live long, but they're marvelous. Do you know that every single time, and now that it's spring, they're everywhere, I see them all the time. And I always stop and I always go, hi, Dad. I just love that. So when you said the butterfly, I got like goosies all over. I'm like, yay. And your yellow butterfly was dancing. How cool is that? Because your dad liked to dance.
Right. Well, and the fact that was kind of the theme of the day, you know, the dancing and the liking to dance. So, yeah, I love that.
I love that.
Well, and I live in Iowa, and I feel like we have winter most of the year. It's not quite that bad, but I'm not a huge fan of winter. Anyway, so, but like, it doesn't have to be like the, you have to be open as
sure.
to how you'll see the signs, because it wasn't always a live butterfly flying around.
Right.
You know, it would show up in a Facebook post or, you know, any varying different ways, you know, in
right.
print, whatever, somebody says the word butterfly or just different things. And it's, like I said, it's all in the timing and you're just like, wow. So if we can be open to how you're going to see it.
Yeah.
You're probably going to see it.
Well, I think if we're wildly open to receiving the things that we're not sure about, you know, if we can just suspend judgment and just open up and see the, you know, whether it's magic or whether, like you had mentioned that, you know, there's all these different hotel rooms, but yet you were in the shower, you get out and you have this message on the mirror. My first thought was your dad did that. It wasn't that some other person did that and that you just happened to be in that room and happened to step out of the shower at that moment. I firmly believe that your dad is and is still with you, was able to leave you that message. Now, people may think I'm nutty, but I don't care because I really I believe that. I believe that your dad sent you that message. Okay, so your book, it's Holy Bleep, that was not a coincidence. You have a four-part story. So part one, you're telling the story of your grief. Part two, it's God is. So you're going to take us out of the belief, out of that box. And then part three is how to. You've got techniques to connect with the supernatural and feel good. And then part four, you talk about nudges. So let's go back to part three. You teach us techniques. What are some of the techniques that you found that help connect you with the feel good?
Well, to start off, I have to say, so I kind of wrap all of it into what I call my hashtag feel the smile method. And that started when I was in yoga. And there was a couple times that my yoga teacher, when we were in during final relaxation, you know, when you're just laying there and it feels so good, she would tell us to exhale and then imagine a smile without moving a muscle. And I was floored at, like, I could feel a shift within me, you know, like it was just like a feel good, warm, fuzzy feeling thing. And so I can create that. Like, it doesn't matter what had been happening in my day up until then, but I could create that warm, fuzzy, feel good smile feeling. And so I figured out that I can kind of shift that feeling throughout my body. So all of my other techniques all are wrapped around that one, the hashtag feel the smile method. But some other ones are like meditation. And I had really only been exposed to meditation through yoga, and that was all fine and dandy. But then I started making it more of an intentional part of my day, whereas I start out the day and I just try to totally calm and quiet my mind. Because a lot of times when our mind is like spinning out of control, it's like this negative bully voice that we really need to figure out how to quiet that voice.
Sit bully in the corner, right?
Right, right, exactly. Like, take the back seat. I'm driving here. So, meditation has been a very, very life-changing how-to for me. And that kind of led into gratitude. Gratitude is also part of it. That is also one of my how-tos. And just feeling grateful, which is also kind of wraps with that hashtag feel the smile, because when you truly feel grateful, it is that warm, fuzzy feeling. So free writing is another one. And this was one I'm like, I can't tell people about this. They're going to think I'm a Fruit Loop. But like, you know, like you just said, I don't care what people think. I've come to that place. Okay. I don't care what people think, but and there's a long story, somewhat long, that I tell in the book about this guy, who I call the Ed Sheeran angel, because he looked like a big, tall Ed Sheeran. But anyway, he ended up telling us all these details, that us being my friend Steph and I, when I was writing the book, we would meet at a coffee shop once a week. And one time this guy came in, sat down beside us, and we were all working away. And then he proceeds to tell us right before we leave a 5-minute scenario of his book, telling us all these little details. And Steph and I were floored, because before he came in, we were both talking about like issues that she had with her son, and some issues at home, and then me with getting over my fear of what people would think of me writing a book about God. You know, because I have to say, you know what I think of when I think of somebody that would write a book about God, or at least what I used to think of?
What's that?
Do you know that from Saturday Night Live, the church lady that Dana Carvey played, you know, and, you know, she's scowling and whatever. And I'm like, I am so not that person, you know. So it took me a lot of inner work to do to get over that fear that people are going to expect this, but that is not me. So I've figured out that I just need to be myself.
Yes.
So anyway, Steph and I at the coffee shop, we were talking about these things. And then he tells us all this stuff, and he was talking like every single thing he said was connecting to us and like our issues that we were talking about. It was just crazy. So then we left and we went to yoga class. And on the way there, I had this idea. I'd heard of it before. I had never done it before. Free writing. And at first I thought, when I first heard it, I thought, is this just something like that they teach you to do in journalism class or whatever, where you just start writing and let all the thoughts flow? But then the concept came to me of clearing your thoughts and just letting the words flow, so you're not propagating all the words, you know, it's just coming through you. And so I'm like, I'm going to suggest this to Steph. I'm going to say that maybe she'll get some answers if she tries this. So I get to yoga class, I go up to her and I say, you know what I start to say, you know what I think? And she's like, you know what you should try is free writing. She suggested to me exactly what I was going to suggest to her. And I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? So I went home and I'm like, well, I can't not try it now. I have to give this a try. So I did a quick little meditation to clear my mind. And I sat down with a paper and a pen and just started writing. And I could not believe what came through. And so it's one of those things out there, like these thoughts did not come from me, because it comes through kind of in a different vernacular, like different than I speak. And I have even had to Google words that have come through. Mm-hmm. It's like words that I've heard of before, and I, you know, but I wasn't really sure exactly what they mean. And I Google it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that makes total sense. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy stuff, but I can't ignore it. And to be honest, that is how a lot of parts 2, 3, and 4 of the book were written.
Good for you.
I did these free writes.
I love that. I have a few thoughts. That man that you saw at the coffee shop was an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And free writing to me is channeling, which I'm a big fan of.
Yep. Yep.
And you're in alignment. You're not crazy.
Yep. Well, these are all just things I've learned, though, through this process. Like, I didn't know that any of that you just said 12 years ago, you know,
right.
I had to experience it to learn it. And yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome, isn't it? You know, and I don't associate God necessarily with religion and or church. I get the church lady like, oh, isn't that special? You know, the whole Dana Carvey thing. You know, there's a difference between preaching at someone and just being peaceful and holding kind of like this meditative space for someone, or a God wink or a God space. So huge, huge difference for me. And I was raised super like church every Sunday. I loved it. I did the whole thing and in catechism and was confirmed and, you know, total Midwest Lutheran girl here. And I loved it, but sometimes you can expand beyond what we're taught and you can just tune in and feel, I guess. And so those lessons come through that way. So I'm super proud of you. You have your first book. It's called Holy Bleep. That was not a coincidence. It is out now. You can go to michelleprohaska.com. I'm certain that the book is available through Amazon if they want to find it.
Yes. Yep. It is, and it should be available pretty much everywhere books are sold.
That's so fun. I'm really excited for you. So, Michelle, we're almost to the end of the show. I told you this was going to go fast. I have to ask you, what do you hope or what do you feel is in the next room when you are no longer here in this earthly space with your human body?
A place of nothing but love. Like, I've always believed we are eternal souls, spirits, having a temporary human experience, and where it's like a coming home, a welcome home party. And I think it's nothing but pure unconditional love, and I'm excited, and I totally believe in being reunited with loved ones and angels and all that. So I don't think it's anything to fear, that's for sure.
I love it. Well said. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's Michelle Prochazka. It is michelleprochazka.com. It is Holy Bleep. That Was Not a Coincidence. The book is out now. And please support. I love independent authors. And she's one of those people that just had a story and it came through her and she's telling it. And it has a lot to do with her dad passing away on Father's Day of all. Did he die on Father's Day?
No, he had the brain aneurysm on Father's
I
Day
see.
And died 4 days later.
Right,
yep.
4 days later. And is your mother still with us?
Yep. Yes, she is. And she's doing great. She is remarried and she's living the great retired life in Florida.
Aw, good for her. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, so in closing, any final thoughts you'd like to leave us with?
I just want to invite people to believe bigger. And when you see something happen, believe that it's of a higher power. And if you're being nudged, don't ignore it. You need to follow through with those nudges.
Beautiful. Michelle Prochazka, thank you so much for coming on The Next Room. I'll be back again next week on The Next Room.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.